Thank you so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion about the seven reasons a property sells. Right now, we're going to discuss marketing and exposure.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the influences of a sale, what will help you be successful, and what might be your greatest hurdles. We've talked about location. We've talked about the timing of the sale and the terms and financing. There's also the condition of the property at the time of the sale, pricing and positioning in the competition, marketing and exposure, and expertise, who you hire. Let's talk a little bit about that pricing and positioning part of the success model.
Well, it's interesting because there are several strategies, and I've seen them both used successfully. You can overprice something to allow enough room for a little bit of negotiation, because if you state this is the price, take it or leave it, unless you know you've got something that is so unique that people race after it, that's going to be a little bit of an issue. The buyer has to think that they are bargaining in a position where they're taking an opportunity to stack a little bit of advantage on their side of the table. They got to feel good about the transaction.
In residential real estate, I'm finding you can't put much of a margin and play it a little high, or you may be chasing the market in a sense.
Yep.
This market may be pretty tight in the numbers right now and may not continue to go up or appreciate at this time at the rate it has been. So you'll be floating above where the buyers are. The buyers may get more and more conservative with the interest rate shifts and things. So I'm concerned about that. You'll want to position yourself among the competition. It's relevant how quickly things are selling and what else is available at this time.
I would agree with that. The other strategy is underprice the property and expect 3, 4, 5 offers. It depends on, of course, the situation. But as the bidding war starts, each buyer upbids the next person. And even though you started at a fairly quote-unquote low price, you may end at a price that's higher than even what would the list price have been.
And I think that's a great strategy in this market. When you've got not enough supply and a very huge demand, it creates kind of an auction atmosphere.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yep. And it's really interesting. You have to be careful with that as a broker to be somewhat gentle in the negotiation process, or you offend everybody and they simply walk away.
Right. To be successful, you want to look at the pricing and positioning, the timing and the location. More on the success influences next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.